B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Sukkah Daf Ches, and we're going to start at the bottom of the Zayin Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom of the Amud. We saw in the previous Gemara that one of the Sukkahs that were questionable, that means one of the Sukkahs that, according to the opinions, that Sukkah Diras Keva Bu'inon, a Sukkah has to be a fixed and permanent type of building, type of a house, is, they hold that is possible, and one of them was a Shevach around Sukkah. It's possible, lefi she'in lo zoviyos, we saw in the Gemara, it doesn't have corners. Omer Rabbi Yechonon is saying, Sukkah ha'asuyo kekivshon. Again, discussing around Sukkah, and Rabbi Yechonon argues with what we saw before in the name of Achirim, which happens to be Rabbi Meir, says Tosfos. Rabbi Yechonon says, around Sukkah, which is round like a furnace, im yesh behekeifo, if you have in its circumference, kedei leishiv bo chov dalet b'nei adam, that 24 people can sit round it, k'sheira, in that event, it's kosher, v'im lav psula, then if not, then the sukkah is possible. And we're about to see that Rabbi Yechonon agrees with what Achirim held, that a sukkah has to be a diras keva. Rabbi Yechonon agrees with Rebbe, and we're about to see that Rebbe saw in the Gemara before in Dav Zayin Amud Beis that a sukkah, it's not good enough if it's just 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. It has to be 4 amis by 4 amis. Rabbi Yechonon actually agrees with that and says a sukkah has to be 4 amis by 4 amis. However, if you have a round sukkah, you need a round sukkah that somehow is at least the size of a sukkah which is 4 by 4 amis. And the way that Rabbi Yechonon said, or the way he expressed that, was that if you could sit 24 people around the sukkah, then you know it's big enough. Mimlav, if not, then the sukkah is possible. And now we're going to have an Omud of Gemara to try and understand how do you get from a sukkah which is 4 by 4 amis to 24 people sitting around it. And there's a little bit of mathematics here, but it's very basic, very straightforward. Rashi in the Sugya, as with Tosfos, is trying to find words to explain to us certain mathematical concepts that many of us are familiar with, but the terms and the way we know them today, they are almost the same, or we should say identical to those of what Chazal, what the Chachomim said, just the way, the philosophical explanation how they came to these conclusions is what Rashi and Tosfos goes at length here, and we don't really need to go into that. Says the Gemara, Keman, who would Rabbi Yechonon be following? Kerebi, it must be like Rebbe that a sukkah has to be at least 4 amis by 4 amis. It cannot be those that argue and say that a sukkah can be just roishei v'rubay v'shulchonoi, as we saw, we're going to see in a Mishnah later, the Gemara has already brought it a couple of times, b'shamay b'shilel, 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim is enough. So it must be following Rebbe, d'omar kol sukkah she'ein bo 4 amis al 4 amis psulo. Mechta, however, when we were trying to discuss this, then we had some issues here. Because how wide is a person? Gavra ba'amsa Yosef. A person, when he's sitting down, then he takes up an amma. A square amma is the size it takes for a person who's sitting down. So that means, Rabbi Yechonon was saying, that if you have a circle with a circumference of 24 amas, that is the smallest size of a round sukkah, that within that sukkah you can get a sukkah. It's not smaller than a 4 by 4 sukkah. Says the Gemara, Kol sheyesh behekeifo yishloisha tvachim, yesh bo yroichav tefach. And we know this as being Pythagoras, that the circumference of a circle is what we call pi d. And pi is, let's call it 3 in actual fact. The mathematicians say it's a little bit more, but let's take it as 3. The Gemara assumes it's 3. When you have a diameter of 1, you have a circumference of 3. So, So if you have a sukkah, what's the minimum size sukkah according to Rebbe? A square sukkah is 4 by 4. So if you have a diameter of 4, we assume that you have a circumference of 12. Pi d, 3 times 4 is 12. And if you need 12 amis to go around the sukkah, 12 people would be enough. How do you get to 24 people? Says the Gemara that you made a fundamental mistake in the question. Hanimili bi'igula. Aval biribua boyetfe, that a circle is pi d. For us, the circumference of a circle is 3 times its diameter. But if you need a square sukkah, then the circumference of a square, the 4 times its width, is going to be not 4 times the diameter, not 3 times the diameter, so you need more. Aval beribua boyetfei. Says the Gemara, you're right. So, mechte kama meruba yoisa le'igul, revia. How much is the circumference of a square more than the circumference of a circle? And a quarter. That means a circle is 3/4, the circumference of a circle is 3/4 of the circumference of a square. As we've just seen, if you have the diameter of a circle and multiply it by 3 to get the circumference, multiply it by 4 to get the circumference of a square. So it's an extra quarter. Yoisa le'igul, revia, an extra quarter, is b'shit sarasagi. It should be enough to have 16 people sitting around the sukkah. Because if you have a sukkah of 4x4, every person is an amma. 4x4 is a circumference of 16. So if you have 16 people sitting around this sukkah, it should be enough. Says the Gemara, no, still not. Hanimili, that's true that a square is 1/4 more than the circle, is b'igula denofik migoy ribua. That's, so to speak, if you have the diameter of the circle is the same as one of the sides of a square sukkah. And then you'd be right that the square is 1/4 more. If you have a diameter of 4, the circle going around it is going to be 12, assuming that pi is 3, and a square of 4x4 is going to be 16. But over here, we're talking about a round sukkah. And we need people to sit round it, that the area of the sukkah is going to be able to contain 4x4, not be surrounded, not be squared off from the outside 4x4. That wouldn't be enough. We need 4x4 inside the sukkah, which means that the diameter of this circle is not the side of the square, it's actually the diagonal of the square. And that means that hanemele be'igul denofik migoy ribua. A circle inside a square, you're right. Aval ribua denofik migoy igul. When you have a circle that needs to contain the square, which is what we're talking about here, a round sukkah that you can actually take a square of 4x4 and put it inside the sukkah, boyetve, you need more. Mishum murusha de karnasa. Because the diagonal of a square has got bulges, a protrusion of the squares beyond its side. That is why a diagonal is longer than a side of a square. And the diameter of this circle is actually going to be the size of the diagonal of the square, not the side of the square. So how much is that? We know, for anyone who's learned maths, knows a squared plus b squared equals c squared. If you have 4x4, then the diagonal is going to be the square root of 32, which is 5.6. Mechte kol amso biribua, any amma in a square, is amso trei chumsha ba'alach seino. The diagonal is always 2/5 more than any of the sides. That means when you have a square, when two sides are the same length, then the diagonal going across it, the a squared plus b squared equals c squared, is exactly 2/5 more. That means the c is going to be 2/5 more than a or b. And if so, b'shivsar nechichum shosagya. And this is going to be the conclusion for the next part of the Gemara, that the actual truth is that a sukkah of 4x4 amos, the diagonal is 5.6 amos, and if you take this diagonal and make it the diameter of a circle, then it's going to be 5.6 times 3. So the sukkah that can sit 16.8 people all the way around, that is the sukkah which can fit 4x4 inside it. And if so, we have a question. Why did Rabbi Yochanan say the sukkah has to sit 24 people if it's enough, if it fits 16.8? B'shivsar, b'17 nechi chumsha, less a fifth, that means 16.8, 17 less a fifth, 17 minus 0.2 is 16.8, sagya, it should be enough. Says the Gemara, loidok, you're right, 16.8 was enough. But Rabbi Yochanan wasn't being exact. So he rounded it up to 24. Says the Gemara, Eimadon, Rinon, loidok, when do we say that we round things off? Purta is a little bit, you round it up to another one, another two. Tuva, miom, Rinon, you're taking 16.8 and rounding it up to 24. Miom, Rinon, loidok. Do we say loidok? Omale Markashisha Bereder of Chizdele Ravashi. So Markashisha is trying to save the day and explain to Rabbi Yochanan what he's saying. Mi Sovras Gavra Ba'amsa Yosef. Who says that that Rabbi Yochanan agreed that a person takes up an amo. Maybe klosa gavra betarati amo. Three people can fit in two amos, which means Yosef can sit in two amos, which means that every person sits not in an amo, but in two thirds of an amo. So if you have 24 people, each one has two thirds of an amo. How many amos is that? 16 amos. Well, that's very close to what Rabbi Yochanan said. That's very close to what we said before, that 16.8 is actually the minimum size of the circumference of this sukkah. Kamo havaluhu, how much would that be? Two-thirds, that means two-thirds of an amma per person times 24 people. Shitza is 16. Anan shivsar nechichum shaba'inon. The Gemara is saying, okay, Rabbi Yochanan, you're very close, but you said, according to how Marakashisha is explaining, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, 16 ammas circumference would be enough. But it's not. We need 16.8 amas. Says the Gemara, Loidok, Rabbi Yochanan was just rounding it off. Says the Gemara, Emer Domrinan Loidok, when do we round something off? L'chumra, you always round it up a little bit. Be a little bit more stringent, just to make it more comfortable and easier to be able to work with the numbers. Don't say 16.8, say 17, say 18. But you can't say 16. L'kulam yomrinan loidok. Can you say you're rounding it down? That means that you, Rabbi Yochanan, are saying that somebody is going to listen to what you said and take a round sukkah with a circumference of 16. They're going to think it's kosher when it's not. It needs to be 16.8. Omale Rav Asi l'Ravashi. Rav Asi said, l'oilam gavra ba'amsa Yosef. The truth is that Rabbi Yochanan assumed that a person sits in an amo. Rabbi Yochanan mokim gavra loika choshev. If you take a sukkah that we're talking about here, 16.8 amos. So if we assume that the sukkah has to have a circumference, that means the outer edge of the inside, the space inside the sukkah, has to be able to sit 24 people in the circumference. How much would that be in diameter? So we said the circumference is always three times as much as the diameter. A sukkah, which Rabbi Yochanan says is kosher, seems to have a diameter of 8 amos. And then we have an issue with that. It doesn't need to be so big. So what the Gemara is saying now, or Rav Asi is suggesting, is saying that Rabbi Yochanan meant take 24 people and sit them outside the sukkah, not inside the sukkah. Make a circle with a circumference of 24, with the people sitting inside that, and then if subtract the size of the people themselves, which is an amma going all the way around, which means the diameter of the circle from the inside of the people is two ammas less than from the outside. So if you have 24 people, the outside of them, which is the widest part of the circle, will be 24 ammas. But if you take the inside of the circle, you subtract the size of the people, you have a diameter of 6. If you have a diameter of 6, then how much will be the circumference? The circumference will be 18. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant. Rabbi Yochanan meant, take a sukkah that outside of the walls, you could sit people around it. And that will be two amis less in diameter than if you'd have to sit the people inside the sukkah. And then that's how much you need. It needs to be a sukkah with a circumference of 18. Kama havalu, tam nisri, 18. Asks the Gemara, B'shiv sar nechichum shasagi, did you not say before that 16.8 would suffice? Why do you need 18? Hainu deloidok. That's why it says, deloidok, ulochumra loidok, that we're talking here about that he rounded it up, and indeed it was lechumra, he rounded it up, not down. It's just a little bit, it's just rounding up by 1.2 to make it easier to measure. They didn't have the sophisticated ways of measuring the circumference of a circle. He said, take these amount of people, take 24 people, put them in a circle. The inside of this circle, that is 18, that's the size of your sukkah. And it's true that in circumference it's 1.2 amis more than would have been the minimum measure. That's how we have this Gemara so far. Says the Gemara, Rabbonon de Kisri, V'omri lo dayonu de Kisri, it was either the Chachomim or the Dayonim of this place Kisri, they said as follows, Igula de Nofik migoi ribua river. And this is the same as we said before, that if you have a circle inside a square, then the area of a square is always going to be four times, not the area, the circumference of the square is going to be a quarter more than the circumference of the circle. As we said, if you have a width of 4, then the circle is pi d, it's 4 times 3, and the square is 4 times the width, so it's going to be a quarter more. Ribua denofik migoy igula, palga. And what we're saying here is that what we said before we mentioned that if you have a circle going outside the square, then the diagonal, that means the diameter, sorry, the diameter of the circle is the diagonal of the square inside it, and the diagonal is 2/5 more than the side of the square that's inside that circle. That's how we worked out before. So what the Rabbanan de Kisri, or the Dayanan de Kisri, what they held is that it's actually palga. Take the circumference of the square, you have 4 by 4, all the way around is 16. Take half of that is 8. Add that onto the 16, and that's going to be the circumference of a circle. That means they held that mathematically, if you have a square of 4 by 4, and then you put a circle around it, then that circle is going to be 24 all the way around. And that's how they explained Rabbi Yochanan. They said it's very straightforward. According to the mathematics that they knew, 24 people, a circumference of 24 sits, and you can have a square of 4 by 4 inside it. But the Gemara says, v'loihi, it's not correct. You can see it's not so much. We also know mathematically it's not that much. But you can just look and see that if you have 24 all the way around, you can have much more than 4 by 4 inside it. So that's the end of that sugya. So the maskon is, a round sukkah, as long as you can fit a square of 4 by 4 inside the sukkah, which is at least 5.6 in diameter, which is the diagonal of a square of 4 by 4, then which makes a circumference of a circle of 16.8, that is the minimum size of a round sukkah. Continues the Gemara, Om Reb Levi Mishum Reb Meir. We're talking now another type of sukkah. And it's very interesting because we have 14, 15, 16 different types of sukkahs in these dafim. And that we've had a sukkahs, we've had the sukkah of the shoivach, like a dovecote. We've had one like a kivshon. And we've had a number of others. We've had a sukkah which is kamovui. We've had a sukkah like a gum, a tzrif. And now we're going to have a number of others. We're actually going to have in the next few lines another 9 types of sukkahs. The first one is Shtei Sukkah Shel Yotzrim. We're talking about the huts of the Yotzrim, of the potters. Zeh Lifnim Zeh. Typically, they would be made one room inside the other room. And we assume that the schach is made of something which is regular kosher schach. It wasn't made to be a sukkah. It was made to be a hut which is used the whole year for the potters. And the inside room, that's where they protect the pots. And the outside room is where the merchants come and have meetings with the potters. So these two rooms, one inside the other. Eino sukkah. Hapnimis eino sukkah. The inside one is not a sukkah. Why? And Rashi says here, it's not because it wasn't made to be a sukkah. Because we're going to see later on in the Gemara, Bis Hillel holds on Daftes, in the Mishnah, a sukkah doesn't have to be made to be a sukkah. It can be made to be a hut. It doesn't need to be made l'shem chag, l'shem sukkah, or l'shem yom tov. No, but it has to be that when you're sitting in the sukkah, one can recognize that you're in there in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah and not just going about your everyday practice. And since these potters were in these huts all the time, all year round, we'll soon see it wasn't really all the time, but enough of the time that if you're going to go in there on sukkahs, there's nothing that tells us you're actually in there. There's nothing that tells the person in there that he's in there because of sukkahs. And therefore, it's not a kosher sukkah. And because he's there the whole year, it needs a mezuzah. It's a fixed place of dwelling and needs a mezuzah. And the outer of the two chambers is a sukkah because you're not there the whole year. The whole year, most of what you do in this place is in the inner room. In the outer room, it's just a throughway. It's just a place where you meet some people. So if for 7 days of sukkahs, you're going to actually move into that outer room, it's very clear you're there for sukkahs. So it's okay. Upturu mina mezuzah, and the whole year round, you do not need to put a sukkah on this outside room because this outside room is not a fixed place for dwelling. Asks the Gemara of Amai, why do you not need to put a sukkah on the outer room to have a chitzoino kebeis shar hapnimis? Why is the outer room not considered a beis shar, like an entranceway into the inner room? And we know that a beis shar, an entranceway, also needs a mezuzah, which is chayev b'mezuzah. Says the Gemara, mishum deloy kavya. No, he's not fixed enough. Even in the inner chamber, he's not there enough of the time to be such a significant type of room that the room leading into it should be considered as an entranceway to that room, a base shahr, and therefore the outer room is not chayev with a mezuzah. The inner room is chayev with a mezuzah. So that's what we saw. Sukkas Yotzrim, according to Reb Meir, is posel because means the inner room is posel because Rashi says leminkra milsa, you cannot recognize the l'shem sukkah yidor boy that he's actually in it because it's sukkas. Dohakoli mois hashana dayer hasam, because he lives there, he dwells there the whole year. V'roiv tashmisha, most of what he does, v'sudosoy and his meals, v'shinosoy and his sleeping shom is in there. And therefore, it's not, you cannot be continue being there over sukkahs and expect to be mekayim in the mitzvah of sukkah. Tanu Rabbanon, we're now going to learn about another four sukkahs. Ganvach, the Rosh HaTevis of these four sukkahs is Ganvach. One is sukkahs goyim, sukkahs noshim, goyim, women, sukkahs behema, was made for animals, the sukkahs kutim, or for goyim, or a fifth type of sukkah, which we'll soon see what they are, sukkah mikol mokim, or any other type of sukkah, kshera, it's kosher. And now we know it doesn't matter who built it, it doesn't matter for who it was built, all that is okay, because we pass like bis hillel, that a sukkah does not need to be built, l'shem sukkah. So all these sukkahs are kosher, ubilvad on condition sheyehei mesucheches kehilchoso, that the schach is, kehilchoso is done according to the halacha. We have to know what that means. Are you trying to tell me that make sure the schach is, that you have, you're using materials that are kosher to be for schach, and you can't just use cement or bricks and for schach? You wouldn't need to tell me that. Like, just because these huts are made for goyim, noshim, etc., why would I think I can be mekayim mesukkah if I don't have kosher schach? Michael Choso. What, it must be telling us something which you wouldn't take for granted, that these four kosher, if it's kehil chasa, what would that be? Omer of Chizda, v'hu she'asah letzel. There's a condition, it does not need to be made l'shem sukkah. It doesn't need to be made not for the Yom Tov of sukkahs and not for the mitzvah of sukkah. But it must have been made with the intentions of offering shade for what's underneath it, not just for modesty, for tznius. If you just made the roofing here just in order to be modest and to be private, but not in order to protect you from the elements, then it's not considered a sukkah. So that's what it means here. Providing, if that was condition is met, these sukkahs are kosher. Now the Gemara is saying that you mentioned four sukkahs explicitly. Goyim, Noshim, Behema, and Kutim, which are four brackets of people that are not chayev in sukkah. Kutim also have the halacha of a goy, at least in this context. So, but then you added on sukkah mikol mokim, and not only these four, but also any other type of sukkah. What are you referring to? My sukkah mikol mokim nasuye mai. What are you trying to include here? Says the Gemara, I'm trying to include another set, another bracket of sukkahs, which are called Asuye Sukkas Rakvosh. We'll soon see what they are. These four sukkahs, which are much less of a sukkah, they're inferior to the four sukkahs of Ganvach, and therefore we didn't mention them by name. We just said, yeah, and any other type of sukkah, you know, those four other sukkahs are also included, that providing the schach has been made with the intentions of offering shade and protection from the elements, then it's kosher. What is this Rakvosh? The Tanu Rabbanon, we learned in a brisa, Sukkas Rakvosh, which is Sukkas Roim, the huts for the shepherds, Sukkas Jewish shepherds, Yiddish shepherds, Sukkas Kayotzim, all the people who are watching the figs. When they used to dry the figs, there would be a watchman to watch the figs, no one would steal them. Sukkas Burganin, the guards of the city who had these huts. Sukkas Shem Reperis, all the sukkas, these huts that are made all year round for the people who are guarding the fruits in the fields. Or sukkah mikol mokim, or any other type of sukkah. Again, in this brisa, the brisa mentions rakvosh, it doesn't mention ganvosh, and then adds in, besides for these four, any other type of sukkah, any other type of inferior type of sukkah. Also kshera, it's kosher, with the same condition as we saw before, bilvad shetei mesucheches kehilchoso, providing the schach is kehilchoso. And again, it can't mean the schach is going to be made with materials that are kosher schach. That would be taken for granted. So my kilchasa. So again, Omer of Chizdav hu se'asah letzel. As long as it was made with the intentions of offering protection from the elements for those inside it. And here the Gemara, so that means, before we continue, coming back to the original Tanu Rabbanon, it was Ganvoch, Goyim, Noshim, Behema, and Kutim, and Sukkah Mikol Mokim means Rakvosh. Where's Rakvosh? In this braisa. What did we see in Rakvosh? That Rakvosh, Royim, Kayotzim, Burgnin, and Shem Reperis are kosher, and Sukkah Mikol Mokim. What Sukkah Mikol Mokim here? Sukkah Mikol Mokim Lasui Mai, what you including? Lasui Sukkah's Ganvach. In this braisa, it's the Sukkah's Ganvach which is inferior and not mentioned by name. And it's these four which are superior in the second braisa, which are the inferior ones in the first braisa. So that's how we've understood. So you've got these eight sukkahs, four in one braisa, four in another braisa, and providing that the schach was made with the intentions of offering protection from the elements, then it's kosher. But the Gemara is now explaining, Haitana de Ganvach, the braisa that explicitly mentioned Ganvach and just alluded to, hinted to the Rakvosh as Sukkah Mikol Mokim, as an inferior type of sukkah. Alimalei Ganvach, that's because Ganvach is a more superior type of sukkah, Bishum Dekviah. It's true that it was made by and for Goyim, Noshim, Bahima, and Kutim. At least it was fixed, it's there permanently. And therefore, we can understand that it's a more of a type of a sukkah. But these huts of Rakvosh, which one day it's here, the next day it's moved somewhere else, maybe not. And therefore the Rakvosh, the less permanent huts, are just mentioned by the way. The second braisa that mentions the Rakvosh and doesn't mention the Ganvach is because Alima Lei Rakvosh. Rakvosh is more superior to Bnei Chiyuvaninu, because at least they're all Yidden. These people who are protecting the Kayotzim, the Burgonim, the Shem Reperis, the Royim, they're Yidden. It was made for Yid. So therefore those are more superior types of sukkahs. But V'tona mikol mokim, and it just adds on the inferior type of sukkahs, lasuye ganvach, to lav b'nei chiyuvaninu, to add on that even sukkahs that are made by and for people who are not chayiv in sukkah are also kosher. And Yemirtzeh Hashem, in the next shiur, we're going to continue the next Mishnah.